So today, I pushed out a new goodbye landing page for the Laracast website. This is where you are redirected after you cancel your subscription. So of course, you're never going to see this page because why would you cancel your account? But in an alternate universe, if you canceled your subscription, you would be sent to this page. It's the goodbye page. So anyways, I decided to have a little bit of fun with the copy, and then I shared it on social media, and it turns out a sizable number of people interpreted the copy to be negative or mean-spirited, which of course is the opposite of my intention. So before I go any further, let me just read it to you, and you can decide for yourself, and then we'll talk about it a bit more. Okay, so at the very top of this page is our mascot, the little computer guy, and he's powered down. Then below it, there's two headings and then a paragraph of text, and that's it. Okay, so the headings say, "Well, this is awkward. I thought we had a good thing going here." And then the paragraph below, "If you think we're going to just sit here while you move on and sign up for better-looking educational sites, then think again. We'll have you replaced in 5 seconds. Yeah, we don't miss you at all." And that last sentence is an anchor that links to a GIF of somebody crying, "Please don't leave me." You get the idea. And then finally, at the very bottom, it says in bold, "But seriously, take care, and we hope to see you again someday." That's it. I thought it was kind of fun, a little silly. We're riffing on that idea of a high schooler being broken up with, "Hey, you can't leave me. We'll replace you. We'll have somebody new in no time." You know, you get the idea. It's at least different from what you normally see, which is always the boring, "Goodbye, take care, we'll see you next time." All the sites do it. But I realize that copy is so prominent because you do have to be careful with the wording. While it's clear that I intended this to be humorous or at least lighthearted, that intention doesn't always come through when you're canceling your account. And as it turns out, many who read it assumed I was being mean-spirited or negative or nasty or giving them the middle finger, which is so hard to hear because it's the opposite angle of where I was coming from. And that's why I linked to a GIF of somebody crying, "Please don't leave me." You know, it's meant to be lighthearted, but that doesn't always shine through. So if you think about it, if even 5% of the audience doesn't quite pick up on what you're doing there, it's not worth it. I can't have any scenario where 5% of people think I'm being rude to them. So again, this is why there's no shortage of sites that keep it simple and professional. Now, one valid response here could be, "No, you can tell jokes. You don't have to be boring. You can tell jokes, but you have to ensure that they land for everyone. And if they don't land for everyone, then you did a bad job. And it's your fault." And I think that's totally valid. But still, it makes it more clear to me why so many people don't even bother. It's too risky. What you think is funny, somebody else thinks is rude. Or what you think is sarcastic, somebody else thinks is serious. So it's very hard to be silly with text while ensuring that it lands with everyone in every culture and across a language barrier and etc. And even further, what I personally think is irrelevant to the conversation. I mean, I even had some people respond and say things along the lines of, "Wow, if I saw that, I would never come back. That is so unbelievably rude," which is hard for me to hear because I think, wow, it's so clearly being lighthearted and silly. So why do you immediately assume the negative interpretation rather than the generous interpretation, right? These are the things I think about, but again, it's irrelevant to the conversation because I'm not in the room explaining it when a person cancels their subscription, which means I did a bad job. And yet still, I hate the idea that we have to be so serious and professional all the time. As my daughter would say, it's boring. I hate it. I don't want to do that. So I like to be a bit more loose and lighthearted. You're not signing up for a bank here, where the rules might be a little different. So let me show you or describe what I changed it to. Oh, give me a minute. I'm going to have to... All right, 1 second. I'm on my computer. I have it locked behind. Obviously, you can't see this page unless you cancel your account. So let me turn that off. Lyricast.test.goodbye. All right, so I tweaked it a little bit. I even added an emoji to make it crystal clear this is friendly. And this is what I have. So the heading is unchanged. Well, this is awkward. I thought we had a good thing going here. But now the body is, if you think we're going to just sit here hoping that you come back one day, then you're right. Don't make us wait too long. Smiley face. And that's it. So if that gets interpreted as rude, then so be it. I can't make this any more tame without resorting to goodbye, take care, and we hope you come back someday. Which at this point, I refuse to do. It's too boring. But what do you think?